This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sunday Night Football. You're watching the Steelers and the Ravens. This is late in the fourth quarter. This game's going back and forth with touchdowns, right? Just when you think one team can win it with a good defensive stand, they bang out a couple of touchdowns, and this thing's going back and forth, right? And all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers has the football, and the game's on the line. It's late, and this play right here, this is what it sounded like, the touchdown to Calvin Austin to put him up.
Rodgers protected.
Absolute monster game. Little double move by the wide receiver who singled up in some kind of man coverage over there. The DB ends up slipping because he breaks up on a double route. I mean, a double move. Breaks up on the hitch. Calvin Austin gets over the top. It's a throw in the ocean for Aaron Rodgers for a touchdown, right? It's not that it happened, right? It's how it happened that illustrates to me and hopefully to you guys exactly what we hope we get out of C.J. Stroud at some point in time. I don't know if this offense is going to allow him to do it. I don't know if they even want him to get to this point. But I can tell you this, C.J. Stroud, in any offense, when he gets to this point right here, is when you're going to see the best version of number seven. I want you to listen to, this is Aaron Rodgers in a postgame presser, I believe, talking about how that play came to fruition and what was going on inside the huddle during the game in the fourth quarter with the game on the line in an unbelievably intense moment of back-and-forth football, gotta-have-it type situations. This is what Aaron Rodgers is doing in the huddle.
Calvin's the sweetest guy. I mean, he is. Just ever since the Malibu trip in the offseason, just have such a love and appreciation for Cal and his disposition. And multiple times in the huddle, I'm asking him on various plays, what do you want on the backside? What do you want on the backside? And he wouldn't give me a straight answer. And on this particular huddle conversation, I say, what do you want, Cal? And somebody to my right, I don't know if it was McCormick or Pat, said something about, like, man, just go cook him or something. So I said, all right, Cal, you run the hitch and go back there. And I was really thinking the front side three-man combination that we worked and had success with most of the night was kind of my first thought. But I just peeked back to the left and saw number three slip, and, you know, it's a gimme touchdown, but I'm proud of Calvin.
there's a couple of things here that really turned me on, guys. One, the ability to have that kind of conversation and that kind of back and forth in the huddle, period, at any point in time during a football game is next level. Especially to the point where you got guys that Freiermuth, of all people. I don't even know who McCormick is, by the way.
I was thinking he was.
No, Chaz. Damn, white boy Chaz is in the huddle over at calling plays.
So.
Telling Calvin Austin what to do.
He's in Pennsylvania.
He is a PA boy. But there it is. Yay. But I'll allow it. At any point in time, to have that kind of conversation in the huddle, you know your offense is next level. You know your offense is. I mean, in a place where your quarterback has complete control and now you're dictating, you're giving yourself the best chance to win. Your offensive coordinator doesn't have to call the perfect play. Hell, your offensive coordinator doesn't have to call the play at all. And so, first of all, just having that level of conversation in the huddle is an absolute beautiful thing, right? So, here in Houston, we're still talking about getting out of the huddle on time and communicating plays and communicating protections. CJ and this offense is nowhere near where that offense is right there. Now, I'm not saying that's a great. I'm just saying that that's how a Hall of Fame quarterback that's seen it all, that's long in the tooth. That's the kind of conversations that you want to be having and the kind of situations you want to be discussing in the huddle, not just trying to get out of the huddle on time. So, one, having those conversations is unbelievable, right? Two, the having the wherewithal in that monster moment to have the freedom to tell your backside receiver, hey, I want you to run a hitch and go because somebody to my right said cook them. I mean, that is what you're talking about. So when you hear me talk about it, when you hear us talk about, boy, when CJ gets this total command of this offense, it's going to be something else. That's what I'm talking about. When you hear me talk about, well, boy, Nico Collins sitting over by himself and ain't moving and, you know, they're not doing anything special to get him the football. It's kind of just in progression. And if he's open, he's open. If the defense dictates, like the sooner that C.J. Stroud can look at Nico Collins and go and just flippantly with the game on the line go, hey, bro, give me a hitch and go. I mean, think about that. Hitch and go, a double move. We're not talking about a quick slant. Hey, just give him throw a hot route over there. We're talking about a double move and then having the ability to snap the football, take a quick peek, and take that shot and get that throw in the ocean touchdown in a critical moment. That is what I'm trying to illustrate, Ron. Every time we talk about Nico Collins getting extra touches or Nico Collins getting the creativity and the move around so he gets the touches and the targets that he deserves. And that's exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about C.J. Stroud having command of this offense. I don't believe, now I don't know this, I'm not in the building over there. I don't believe they're anywhere remotely close as an offensive unit or CJ as a quarterback, yeah. which by the way, we're talking about a guy that's 42 years old and is a Hall of Famer. So I'm not saying he should be. I'm just painting the picture of, boy, the closer you can get to that.
This is where you hope to get.
Oh, I mean, because it goes back, like think about it with Pat Mahomes. There's no doubt. Hell, it's documented. I mean, Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce drawing stuff up in the dirt has a lot to do with their success with that duo, as well as obviously the Chiefs offense, you know, during their big runs and even to today. I mean, you know, we heard Tom Brady in this particular offense. I don't know how many of y'all watch the documentaries, but I heard Tom Brady say that they would give underneath guys, you know, routes to hold coverage and then tell Randy to just go get open. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Go get open. I'm going to throw this thing to you. So the sooner we can get to that point, right, or at least closer to that point, the better this offense is going to be. So we'll see if, and again, I don't know if they're even working towards that. I don't know if CJ is capable of doing that. I don't know if Nick Caley even has that desire and want to within this offense. It seems like, Ron, there's not as much freedom so far. Bless you. There's not as much freedom in this particular offense as there typically are in some others. I don't know if that's a CJ's young or a CJ's not ready or the offense isn't ready or if that's just a way of doing things. I know in the last one, the guy that got ran up out of here and Bobby Slowick, I mean, everybody, national TV talking about how the quarterback doesn't have the ability to do those things. Yeah. So we'll see. But that, I thought that was, when I heard that audio, I was like, Tyler, I got to have that.
breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, we got some big news out of the NFL. What's the breaking news?
Oh, yeah. The head coaching firings around the NFL have not stopped on Black Monday. Big one here. After 18 seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh has been fired as head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, boys.
Damn. Okay, 18 seasons. What? He was the second longest tenured coach after Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. He is out. A lot of people wondered, especially after the remarks from Lamar Jackson, after he was asked after the game his thoughts about John Harbaugh, and I think his response was, "Hey, man, this just happened. It's just fresh," and kind of moved over and said, "You know, I'm still stunned off of the game." But John Harbaugh out at Baltimore, a Super Bowl champion, it been there from when Ray Lewis was there to Ed Reed to Lamar Jackson to now. They're going to be looking for a new coach, and I would assume Clint knew everything, right? Zach Orr, who had been the defensive coordinator, they had kind of struggled the last couple of years, and then what is it, Todd? He was the Georgia Monken. Yeah, he's going to be, I would assume, out. Is that now the most desirable job in the NFL? You think because you got Lamar Jackson, although they got a lot of money tied into some guys that aren't playing to the level that they're accustomed to, like Roquan Smith and Humphrey and some other guys.
I'm not up on their cap issue and kind of are they strapped or are they? I mean, I know they're veteran enough. They probably don't have a ton to share, but they, you know, is it how many of those guys can they cut bait with? I have no idea. The interesting thing is that, man, for so long, and it would be the same thing that would happen in Pittsburgh, right?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I mean, it's been so, like Baltimore Ravens football has looked one like the most physical, great defenses. It's just always looked one way. And as long as I could remember, obviously, boy, to think that that's going to change and could change in a major way, obviously will change in a major way. That's wild, man.
No, man. Yeah, 18 years he's been there. Coaches don't last that long. I'm not surprised by the move, but I didn't know if they would actually do it.
Oh, man.
I didn't know if they would.
What about, I mean, if now's the right now is the time to have to have an opening if you're a bad football team.
Yeah, obviously, are you tripping? Like, is he somebody you would go after immediately?
Well, I would think he'd be at the top of the list, man. I mean, because
he doesn't really fit the profile of what you're looking for now. Like, he's a special teams coach is his background, but he is a leader, obviously, and a guy
I like about him is you hire a CEO, and ultimately you go out there and you pick the best defensive coordinator, the best offensive coordinator. You put them together and see what, you know, see what you can build. And that's where I was going with it. Was, you know, you got several guys that are either going to get their second shot at a head coach gig, and some really good ones. Vance Joseph, how many jobs has he had? He's got to be at the top of the list. What's my man in Minnesota, the one that was at Miami?
Oh yeah, Brian Flores.
Brian Flores is believed to potentially jump to a team, maybe another defense coordinator somewhere, if not a head coaching job. I mean, you got Cliff Kingsbury. You got all these different guys that are out there that are either second tier head coach or second time head coach or an offensive or defensive coordinator. There's just a lot of them out there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of really good ones out there right now. Whether you're looking for a head coach or you're looking for OCs and DCs, right now is the time that if you've got an opening, boy, and you can make it happen fast, whoo. I don't know enough about John behind the scenes. I mean, he won a boatload of games.
Yeah, he's a great head coach. It's just like right now you're thinking, all right, I want to get an offensive guy who can work with my quarterback mm-hmm. or who I'm going to pick. But as you said, there are a lot of really good potential coordinators on offense and defense that are going to be available, unlike what the Texans were looking at last year. Man, there's more this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.